Hi, and welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics, and in this podcast, we offer expert advice and practical strategies so you can experience more sexual pleasure. We use explicit language, and nothing is taboo. You can submit a question to be answered on future episodes by going to pleasuremechanics.com and going to the Ask Us Anything page. And while you're at Pleasure Mechanics, check out our full suite of video guides and online courses that teach you how to be a better lover and have the amazing sex life you deserve. On today's episode, we are going to be addressing a very common question we get asked all the time, and that is how to have rough sex without getting hurt or hurting your lover.
We get questions about rough sex from men and women alike, and it's interesting because so many people actually want to be experiencing rough sex, but no one's asking for it, and people don't quite know how to proceed with it. So we want to dive into this a bit today.
So first, let's talk about what we are defining as rough sex. What images come to you when you hear those words? Maybe it's being pushed up against the wall. Maybe it's being pinned down. Maybe it's being slapped or choked or spanked.
Yeah, I think it's all of those sorts of activities, but it's also the energy that goes with it, where it's sort of aggressive and maybe a little animalistic. It's not gentlemanly necessarily or gentle. Right.
And I think that is a good place to start because, let's be clear, gentle, romantic sex can be really lovely at times. But even with your lover, even in a long-term relationship, sometimes we crave being a little bit more wild in bed, being a little bit less tied to the romance of sex and more connected to the animal nature of sex. We want to feel that bestial energy rise up from within us and be expressed without censorship and without embarrassment, and to feel overwhelmed by erotic energy. And rough sex can do this for us. It can take us to that place where we feel connected to our physical self in a really deep way. And it can have a lot of great emotional benefits as well. It can be very cathartic. It can help you release pent-up stress and tension. And I think what's interesting to note here is that both men and women crave this. I think we tend to think in our culture of men as the rough ones and women as the gentle creatures that want sensual massage. And of course, we love sensual massage around here. But there are times and places for all of these different kinds of erotic energies to be expressed.
Yeah, and I think with the 50 Shades of Grey craze, we saw that so many women, particularly mothers, were craving some kind of energy that is in this ballpark of roughness, of being taken, of being out of control while someone else is really deeply in control.
And I think this brings us to another important distinction. And there are two distinctions here I want to make. I first want to make a very clear differentiation between rough sex and violence. So violence is the intent to do harm or cause injury. Whereas rough sex, the goal is pleasure. The goal is mutual fun and enjoyment. And so while you may be using rougher kinds of touch and energy and engagement, the goal is never to injure one another. That takes it over into violence. And so when we were looking at 50 Shades of Grey as a culture, so many pundits were responding and saying things like, why are liberated women craving violence? And isn't this sexual violence? And no, it's not sexual violence. And sexual violence can actually be very subtle. But if the intention is to cause harm or to have non-consensual power over someone else, then it can really damage and hurt and injure the recipient. Whereas rough sex, you can be as rough as you want and it's not going to be registered in the body as an injury because that's not the intention. So that's the first really important distinction. Rough sex isn't violence, although it can look from the outside a lot like violence, but just like football or rugby isn't violence, it's a game that is being mutually agreed upon and played within a certain kind of rules and boundaries. rough sex is not violent.
Can I just jump in there? I think that that is a great distinction and so true. And of course, as we are developing skills, there are moments where somebody's intent is not violence, but can act out and be sloppy or not very well trained or not really aware in the activity that they are trying to offer someone as pleasure.
And cause injury.
So even if the intent is not, there are, of course, skills and awareness to build, and that is really important, and that's something that you cultivate.
Right, and we'll get to how to start developing those skills a little later in the show, but I think even then, that's an accident rather than an act of violence.
I agree, though I was just disagreeing with your point that it won't be felt in the body as violence.
So what you're saying, I think, is important to hear, is that even with a good intention, you can hurt your lover. And this is one of the big reasons people hold back in engaging in rough sex, because if you love the person you're with, the last thing you want to do is hurt them or cause them injury. And sometimes people try rough sex without having developed any skills, and they do go too far too quick or make a mistake and hurt their lover, and then their lover gets pissed off and it causes this emotional fallout, which no one wants that. No one wants to have the repercussions of a rough night of sex be months of drama and therapy sessions to figure out what went wrong. And that is why we are so adamant that if you want to start having rough sex, which is an advanced sexual skill, that you need to start slowly and get the proper training to learn how to do it well, so everyone stays safe and happy, and so you have successful experiences together. So when you come out the other side, you are both glowing and feel great about what happened and are grateful to one another, rather than feeling pissed off or hurt or violated. So that's a really important point, that even with good intention, accidents can happen, and the way around that is to learn proper skills through excellent training, which we'll talk about later. The second distinction I want to make really quickly, though, is that there is rough sex where you're just introducing rough energy and activities into your sexual relationship. So imagine having sex while you're scratching and biting and maybe even choking a little bit and talking dirty and slapping one another in the face and beating each other's chests. Some people love that kind of sex where it's just all out, no holds barred, and you're just really digging into one another's bodies. That is a form of rough sex. Another form of rough sex is when you incorporate power and erotic power play into your sex. And this is what was reflected in 50 Shades of Grey. Unfortunately, Anastasia never flipped the tables and dominated Christian Grey and started slapping him around. I would have loved to read that chapter. But that was an example of power play and a power exchange, where one person takes the role of being dominant, one person takes the role of being submissive, and then you play with that kind of erotic energy. And a lot of people crave that experience too. And so I think the first question here is, in your fantasies of rough sex, and I think we kind of all have them in one form or another, but in looking at your own fantasies, are you craving a more mutual, animalistic, rolling around together, clawing at one another kind of rough sex? Or are you craving the power play of one person being dominant and one person being submissive? Because that's a really good first place to start in figuring out how you want to experience this.
Beautiful. So as with all sex, this is a choose your own adventure. You get to pick out which pieces feel appealing and put them together. And that's always going to work best by having conversations, which brings us to consent. You have to really make sure this kind of sex has good communication and consent before you begin it or checking in as you're doing it. It's just really essential that that piece is in place so that it's not interpreted as violence.
Right. And so this can look a couple different ways. One, you can have a conversation ahead of time, and we really recommend talking with your partner as much as possible about sex, over dinner, on walks, in the car. You can use these opportunities to really talk about sex, talk about what you're craving, and it's, you know, you're not about to have sex, and so it's a little bit of a less charged situation.
Yeah, it's so important, I think, to have those conversations outside of the bedroom. It gets very confusing sometimes, or it really breaks the energy if you're in the bedroom. I mean, sometimes you have to, but as much as possible, kind of hash over these more complicated or complex issues outside of the bedroom.
And in these conversations, you can kind of determine what kind of rough sex you want to be having. Are there particular activities that feel really hot to you? Are there ones that are completely off the menu? For example, choking is something that some people find so erotic. And we're not talking about asphyxiation. We don't recommend that. It's a really dangerous activity. Choking is just, you know, having a hand around the neck and kind of gripping tightly. And the neck is one of the most vulnerable parts of the human body. It's a little bit of our design flaw. In other mammals, it's facing the ground. In humans, it's up and exposed to other people. And so it is a place of innate vulnerability. And having a hand around your throat can feel thrilling for some people and absolutely terrifying for others. And some people like being terrified and other people get really turned off. And so you can go through some of these activities and say, you know, have you ever done this before? Have you fantasized about it? What would you like? What would you not like? And then start kind of stockpiling these ideas. And then when you're both in the mood, and don't spring on your partner, but when you're both in the mood and feeling ready for it, and maybe this is after you've had a day to relax together and you're both just feeling at ease in your bodies and you're not feeling stressed out about anything in life, that might be a good opportunity to initiate rougher sex. Another way you can communicate is actually in bed in the moment. And if that energy is just naturally rising between you, you try something really small. You minimize risk. And this is, you know, if you go to the casino and you don't know what you're doing, you don't throw $1,000 on the table. You put like a dollar down and see how it goes. So put your dollar down and, you know, lightly slap your partner's ass and then check in. Be like, you want more? How did that feel? And you can start communicating in the situation. And if the energy is right, you'll get a positive feedback loop. You'll hear them respond in pleasure. They'll say, yes, more, please, again. And you can start building the energy. And we just always recommend that you bring the stakes up slowly as you're learning your game, just like in the casino, you very incrementally inch up the intensity. And you don't have to do it all at once. Hopefully you're going to have sex with this person again. And so you can just go up to an edge and stop there and check in afterwards and say, would you have wanted more? What was your favorite part? What could have made it even better? That, by the way, folks, is one of my favorite erotic questions. What could have made it even better? Because that is showing a willingness to grow and serve your lover. And that is very sexy. And over time, you start figuring out how your partner responds, what your energy is together, and you can start building on these positive experiences one after the other.
And another traditional tool to use in these moments is to have safe words. So the traditional ones are red, yellow, and green. Red means stop everything you're doing right now. We need to check in. I'm done. And yellow is, can we slow down a little? Can you back off a little? This is still good, but can you lighten up a bit, please? And green is like, I'm loving this. Let's keep going. I want more. So checking in and asking your lover where they're at, or the other person just using them when you need to. And those are things you've determined beforehand.
Right, and safe words come to us from the BDSM community where you're dealing with very intense rough sex and role-playing, and they're particularly useful when the word no is erotic for you. If in some of your role-playing and your power exchange, you want to be able to resist and kick and scream and say, no, how could you? Or no, I would never do that, but you don't actually really mean it. And so you're creating this code language ahead of time where the words red, yellow, green, or elephant, or papaya, or whatever it is, means stop or slow down, but everything else is still within role playing. And so that can be a useful tool to adopt, especially as your scenes get a little bit more intense. But in the beginning, we really recommend just communicating honestly before, during, and after sex, and figuring out what kind of rough sex your partner likes. And we actually need to rewind a bit here because, as Charlotte said in the beginning of the podcast, a lot of people crave rough sex but are never willing to ask for it. And we need to ask, why is that? If you want an ice cream sundae, you go and ask for an ice cream sundae and you don't have shame about that. Well, maybe some people do. But when it comes to rough sex, a lot of people have this deep yearning for it. They fantasize about it all the time. They know it's something they want to experience, but they have a hard time asking.
And I think this has so much to do with this idea of good sex and bad sex.
Like good girl and bad girl?
I think that that's a part of it, but I also think we have a cultural idea about acceptable sex and dirty, dangerous.
Right, so good and bad in terms of morals versus quality of sex.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for that distinction. And then I think we internally have it around us as gendered beings. The good girl, bad girl, the good guy, the bad guy. And
right, I'm a good guy. I would never hit a woman. Well, what if she's begging you to?
You can still be a good guy if you do it well. So I think that we have those that are always kind of fighting within us unless we really unpack them and realize that we can be good moral people while enjoying something that is a little bit rougher, and that rough doesn't necessarily mean bad.
Right, and we like to remind people that the morality of your sex life has to do with things like honesty and integrity and dignity and sticking to the agreements you make with your lover and treating someone with respect. Those are all qualities you can cultivate. The morality of your sex life doesn't have to do with what you do or who you do it with. As long as those activities are consensual, mutually pleasurable, and devoted to expressing love and connection and intimacy, then there's nothing inherently wrong with any sexual activity. Some things are riskier than others, of course. We mentioned erotic asphyxiation, which some people find really hot, but is actually a life-threatening activity. And if you value your life and the people that love you, maybe you're willing to leave that as fantasy only and not try it out. But when it comes to things like scratching your lover's back, slapping them across the face, choking them, pinning them down, and fucking them hard, there are times and places for all of these things within a loving relationship. And in fact, I think a lot of long-term relationships need this kind of outlet. We can be loving and romantic and respectful of each other all the time, but sometimes we have pent-up energy and we have the need to express a different part of ourselves. And if we can both get on board and create this window of opportunity to play this game together, and we respect the boundaries that have been set up and we respect one another's communication, then I think the relationship can really be strengthened by it, and you can come out the other side feeling really refreshed and invigorated and confident and good about yourself and full of swagger. And a lot of people really want this experience. And so if it's something you have been thinking about, know you're not alone, know there's nothing inherently wrong with it, and dare to inch closer to asking for what you want from your lover. Challenge yourself to say what you want out loud and see how your lover responds. And again, you can start with baby steps. You can say, you know, you're really hot when you fuck me. Will you pin my arms down and fuck me a little harder? You know, most people aren't going to say no to that. And you can inch up from there. As we said, you incrementally raise the stakes until you find where your comfort zone is together.
And I do just want to say that, of course, like online with the proliferation of intense pornography, that all of these sorts of activities just get so intense online so quickly, and that there it really is a huge range, and that some of these activities can be done with great respect and great love and fun and playfulness. So if there's something that you feel like you're craving and you're not finding images of that, know that that makes sense. That probably the kind of activities that we're talking about, I don't feel like are that well represented.
Right. I think rough sex and porn steers
really
way
intense.
It's more violent than it is rough loving sex.
Yeah.
And we have to remember these people are performers, and the porn industry, unfortunately, is just being pushed to more and more extremes in what they show in order to get clicks and eyeballs and ad revenue. And it's a real shame because, you know, some of the spanking porn I've seen and the rough sex, it is awful and disgusting.
And dangerous.
And really dangerous and really actually violent. They are doing harm and injury to one another's bodies. And your rough sex does not have to look anything like that. And I really wish that there was more porn available that was within the range of rough sex so we could demonstrate what is possible, but I haven't seen it yet. And, you know, I don't love watching porn for my own pleasure, but I do check in with the industry because I think it's part of my responsibility as a sex educator to see what's out there and what people are watching. And I am appalled at what I see most of the time, especially in this realm of rougher, kinkier, BDSM-inspired sex.
Not to say that you have a moral problem with porn, it's just that you're not finding stuff that you feel turned on by because of this extremism. But that's a whole other conversation.
Right. I have complicated feelings about porn, but I think specifically, and this is something, you know, when I was in the BDSM community in San Francisco and also learning massage and doing body work at the same time, when I watch people play with disregard to the body that they are touching, and they're actually doing injury and lasting damage in the name of pleasure and kink, I have a real problem with that. I think there is a way of creating intense sensations and rough sex and the experience of being dominated without injuring your lover's body. And that is what we go for here at Pleasure Mechanics. It's to open up that window of opportunity and to open up your repertoire without causing any damage or hurting anyone along the way. We are called Pleasure Mechanics, after all. And so a lot of people are craving rough sex and fantasizing about it and looking online for answers, but really don't know where to get started. And they write to us and ask for a pathway. And that's why we created our online course, Erotic Spanking Mastery. It is a complete online course devoted to teaching you how to use the amazing act of erotic spanking to create intense sensations, take your lover on an erotic journey, and have an amazing sexual experience together while staying safe and strengthening your relationship along the way.
Yeah, if you've explored aspects of rough sex and really enjoyed it, spanking is the next kind of frontier of learning and gaining real skills so that you can create incredible erotic journeys for your lover. There are specific skills that you need to learn in order to be able to safely give your lover an amazing experience. And this is where having the confidence and having the know-how can let you go deeper into the experience and take your lover higher with the erotic sensations and experience you can offer them.
And you said take your lover higher, and I think that's a perfect word because when you do a spanking well, you literally get your lover high on endorphins. You start evoking the release of endorphins, which gets your lover into a state of erotic euphoria. They're physically high on the body's natural painkiller opiate family, and it's an amazing experience. But you can only do that with the right techniques. If you just start spanking your lover hard in the middle of sex, it might feel intense, but it's probably actually going to hurt a little bit. And what we do is we show you how to spank to create a slow buildup and spank the right places with the right hand techniques in the right rhythms to evoke the body's natural response to intense sensations, which is to get high and feel amazing and transcendent even. And so if that's the kind of experience you're looking to create, we invite you to join us in the Erotic Spanking Mastery course. It's a comprehensive online multimedia course available at pleasuremechanics.com/erotic spanking. And you will be joining a community of men and women from all over the world who are learning how to use erotic spanking as part of their incredible sexual experiences. And we are totally devoted to spanking. It's a natural extension of our favorite kind of massage, which is butt massage. We think spanking is the perfect place to start if you want to start exploring rougher sex, intense sensations, and the experience of creating erotic euphoria.
What an incredible phrase, erotic euphoria.
Mm-hmm. We're going to do an episode just on euphoria. If I had a perfume, I would call it Erotic Euphoria by the Pleasure Mechanics. Oh. So if you have any questions about rough sex, if you want to figure out if it's for you, if you have any questions about anything at all, in fact, come on over to pleasuremechanics.com, ask us anything. Better yet, join our community where you will have the support of a private, online, members-only, anonymous website full of like-minded men and women who can offer advice. You can ask your questions, share your stories, and be part of it. And you can find that at pleasuremechanics.com/community. Find the online course at pleasuremechanics.com/erotic spanking. And you can always find us right there at pleasuremechanics.com. We are here to guide you every step of the way as you create the sex life of your dreams. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We're the Pleasure Mechanics.
Wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.